Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Today, you three gentlemen will be competing against one another. And for you, we have three categories. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guys see substance responsible for creating the mess.
Dad, you want to pick it?
Let's spill it.
Yesterday in North Carolina, the morning commute was brought to a halt after a truck spilled its cargo on Interstate 40. Now, the mess scattered cargo caused a traffic slowdown beginning around 7 a.m. in the westbound lanes at exit 282 near the Research Triangle Park. Now, by 9 a.m., most of the cargo had been cleared from the roadway and traffic was moving freely again. Durham police at the scene said a truck was carrying cargo from Raleigh to Chapel Hill when it lost two crates of cargo, causing a minor car crash. No one was injured. Now, police officers said the back door of the truck was not secured properly. Most of the cargo was, in fact, destined for Chapel Hill. According to a local news station, they reached out to the company that was delivering the cargo, saying, quote, "The company has recovered the cargo that spilled out of the vehicle this morning. The recovered cargo is being taken to a local processing center to be reprocessed, and hopefully it will make its destination by tomorrow." So all's well that ends well, I suppose. But the question is, what was the truck hauling? Lab monkeys, rabbits, male or ground beef? So monkeys, rabbits, male or ground beef?
I think the animals were in there to deter us. I think it was just boring-ass male.
Boring-ass male.
Male.
Mike.
I thought you said mayo.
Male. M-A-I-L.
Mayo.
I was thinking about going with mayonnaise.
Not mayonnaise. As a hint.
Repurpose that mayonnaise.
Processing plant. I'm going to go ground beef.
I'm with Miles.
Beef.
Hey, it's ground beef.
Okay.
There's a lot of different grades of it, so they said, just throw it back to the processor and send it back up to Chapel Hill.
What fell out of the truck? Lab monkeys, rabbits, male, or ground beef? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
His license to spill on profile this North Carolina truck and spill against us yesterday.
Yeah.
Caused traffic slowdown for at least a couple hours. There was a minor car that was damaged. When the doors opened up, I guess the latch didn't work.
Yeah.
So two crates fell out of the truck. So what spilled? Lab monkeys, rabbits, mail, or ground beef?
Now, here's the thing. Based on where it happened, if you know anything about that part of the country, that's where you're at. Duke, NC State, University of North Carolina. They do a lot of research, which is why I threw into lab monkeys and rabbits.
There's a bunch of universities right there.
Exactly, right? And they do a lot of science. However, those were not it. So, Miles and D-Ted Smith, you went with the ground beef. It was not ground beef. Mike, you felt like I was trying to throw you off the trail.
Yeah, I did.
And it went animals, being that it's male.
And you are correct. All right, nice work.
I'm a deceitful son of a bitch.
Yes, you are. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers, the Jimmys,
Alan Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Len?
It's always on the title. These guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
According to a new study, the biggest and scariest roller coaster with the biggest ups and downs in the world is now located right here in the United States. Yeah. Wild. Unfortunately, it's the stock market.
Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Smith! The CEO of Spirit Airlines stepped down. He was like, well, I'm going to take off. And everyone was like, we'll see.
Fallon.
Seth.
That's Fallon.
Hang on.
Spirit? Did I not spell? I spelled Spirit probably
you
weird.
You didn't have Spirit in there, Ted. Oh, you missed that one. You didn't say that. You see, these ones have a correct date here. That one Okay. Yeah. All right. I should have double checked that. That's on me.
For a minute. 12:50. Krispy Kreme has released a new donut. Is that in there? Which is dipped in blue icing, topped with sprinkles, and sugar bunny in honor of Easter. The way it works is you eat a box of them, then you're dead for 3 days.
That one's in there.
Cool Bear?
Yeah. Seth.
Krispy Kreme has unveiled a new donut, which is dipped in blue icing and topped with green sprinkles and a sugar bunny in honor of Easter. The way it works is you eat a box of them and you're dead for 3 days.
You know, I heard Jesus jokes are on the rise this time of year.
Hell.
New York City pizza delivery driver was caught on camera dropping the pizza on the ground, then picking it up and still delivering it. The customer was like, as long as it doesn't have any pineapple, I'll try it.
Fallon.
A New York City delivery worker was caught on video dropping a pizza on the street, then picking it up and putting it back in the box. The customer's like, as long as it doesn't have any pineapple, I'll try it.
All right. I know you guys have been worried about it for years, but don't. Elton John and Madonna have buried the hatchet.
Oh, God.
I didn't know that they had beef.
Me neither. You know what? Honestly, I did not either.
Yeah.
And for such of them being such gay icons,
mm-hmm.
you'd figure they were buddies or running around.
That'd have been my assumption, yeah.
Yeah, I guess not. He had called her before a fairground stripper.
Wow.
That just sounds so very Elton John-y.
Accused her of lip syncing or singing. Anyhow, basically, Madonna just went to SNL today or last weekend. She wanted to see the show. She confronted him after the show. She said, when I first met, the first thing out of his mouth was, forgive me. Wall between us fell down. Basically, he was like, look, sorry, I was being a bitch.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look, I don't disagree with him. I mean, one has talent, one does not. Both are very popular.
Yeah, I'm sure. And he's already like, look, I feel bad about it. I already wrote a song for you years ago.
Sure.
So I'm sure you will see them together doing something.
You know it's going to happen.
Did you guys watch Elton John's performance over the weekend with Brandi Carlile?
No, I did not.
I mean, look, it's just two awesome singers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, to me, the second song still kind of sounds Elton John-ish,
mm-hmm.
right? But, I mean, it's good. If you I mean, they're both amazing singers.
Bernie Taupin wrote them.
Yep.
And he helped with the entire album, so I'm kind of looking forward to buying that.
Yeah, yeah. As I'm saying, you can't really go wrong there. All right, so you guys remember the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I went to the movie with my son.
That's so weird. So I remember the live-action one,
yeah.
because it came out in 93,
mm-hmm.
right? So I was still kind of watching that stuff. Basically, people are just kind of figuring out now that the Black Ranger was played by Walter Emmanuel Jones. He's black. The Yellow Power Ranger was played by an Asian. So the writer, Tony Oliver, he goes, look, it was just kind of a mistake at the time. None of us were thinking about the stereotypes. But apparently, I like this, to old camcorder footage, the cast would openly joke about it.
Of course.
Basically, they kind of talked about this on a recent episode of Hollywood Demons. The episode is also called Dark Side of the Power Rangers. I've also contended for years, I don't know why the one Spice Girl that was black had to be scary.
Scary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the one that annoyed me, man.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this crap for years.
Because, I mean, that thing, like, you accepted that, man. Like, the Black Power Ranger, Yellow Power Ranger. You wouldn't take the gig if you really thought that was at the heart of it. You'd be like, F you and
call
them.
Well, plus, nobody could see you underneath those costumes.
Right.
So, it wasn't necessary for the black one to be black.
Right.
So, I think they just hired
him. Maybe just made it easier for, like, the director. Like, I don't remember who's who. I put the yellow one in the yellow, put the black one in the black. Everyone else is white. Cool. Done.
Look at Planet of the Apes.
Right.
For crying out loud. You know, the mean...
The original.
Yeah, the whatever. It was like the light skin against the dark skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically. And the dark skin was bad, the light skin were the good people.
Oh, yeah, always.
Good apes.
Yeah, good apes. Who's a good ape?
Yeah, come here.
Who's a good little ape?
I mean, hell, Lion King with Cheech and, you know, all that crap.
Yeah, all that stuff, man. It's always been that way.
Jar Jar Binks.
Right.
Crying out loud.
Hey, look at Westerns, right? You know, the guy that wears the black hat is generally the bad guy.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
I like Blackstone.
I've heard that about you, Mike.
What do you guys think about Mr. Clean? Sexy?
No.
Not for me, but, you know.
All right. Well, there's a... I like how they wrote
this. He looks like Yul Brynner.
There are a lot of women, and presumably not straight men, they think Mr. Clean is attractive. I'm not even going to read this line. It's so ridiculous what they wrote here.
What did they write?
There are women, and presumably not straight men, who want Mr. Clean to be their daddy.
Oh, Jesus. What?
On. I don't know. Getting a little loose here.
I mean, my mom likes Geico Gecko, man, so who am I to judge?
Yeah, my mom was classic. Tom Selleck.
That was easy, right? All the chicks liked him. With the boom, broom.
So I guess Drew Barrymore, they were on her show earlier this week discussing a recent poll that half of Americans get turned on watching their partner do household chores. Then her sidekick, Ross, said, there's a reason Mr. Clean is so hot, okay? Basically, Drew Barrymore's not having it. She says, I wonder why they have made a fetish out of Mr. Clean. It's like he's pumped up and ready for action. I feel uncomfortable when I see him because he's so sexual.
Wait, Drew Barrymore finds Mr. Clean sexual.
I don't understand it because she starts with, it's weird that we fetishize.
Yeah,
that's a weird word. I haven't said that.
Well, no one...
But if you're saying, let's not make him sexual, then it's like, why is he so pumped up? It looks like he's ready for action. Now I feel like you're making him sexual.
Yeah,
he's cleaning.
Tidy Ball Man was a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Clean does look like one of the Right Said Fred guys. And I think
I'm too sexy.
They are really sexy.
Too sexy.
Right. So, I mean, I don't think it's crazy to look at him. I mean, look, the Bronny guy, there's a lot of women that grew up in this area, like... Right,
but he's got
a flannel on. I mean, he looks like he lives out in the, you know, an index.
But they hired a real dude
for the Brawny Man.
Right. So if you looked at the Brawny Man and you found him attractive, you go like, all right, a bunch of guys I know want to nail Flo from Progressive.
Well, I think also sometimes too with caricatures, if you break it down, obviously I'm not attracted to cartoons, but as a kid,
who would you have sex with first? Cartoon World.
Oh,
and
Jessica
it can't
Rabbit.
Be not Jessica Rabbit. Take her out of the equation.
April.
Okay, right.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You know, I mean, it's nothing sexual. I would nail April in a New York
section. Well, yeah, Betty Boo. I'm just saying, like,
Daphne.
I don't think it's that weird that you could look at a cartoon and be like, well, that cartoon, if it was a real person, would be attractive.
But if you're trying to sell a product other than Quaker Oats, I don't know that making someone ugly is your best bet. It doesn't mean they're sexual, but, like, you don't go out of your way to have an ugly logo than say, buy this.
Yeah, barbecue sauce.
Barbecue's
stuff
different.
Is stuff.
They need to be ugly. I don't trust a good-looking man to make my barbecue sauce. That's all.
Yeah. I mean,
he could have one arm, and I'd be like, oh, dude, that must be even
Chef
better.
Chef Boyardee.
Real person, though.
Real person.
Yeah.
He just happened to be ugly.
Okay. Yeah. And look, we
You just insulted a real person, Miles.
Yeah, dude. And look, I'm racist when it comes to barbecue. Right? Like, I was.
That's why we bought Stubbs.
Right.
There's a black dude in a cowboy hat. I'm like, brother can make it. And then we found out that guy has nothing to do with the product.
Right. I had some amazing barbecue. What was it? A place called Gunner's up in Glacier, Washington, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the Mount Baker ski area. And I felt bad, but I said to the guys, like, just two white guys from Bellingham made this?
Right.
They were like, yeah, why? And I'm like, it seems too good.
If they put them on the label, it wouldn't have sold. Didn't they basically want to use his image to help promote
it? People, I know one of the guys that bought Stubbs, and that's what they did. Stubb always lived around the area down there in Austin, was famous for his place and everything. They bought the brand. They cut Stubbs in, but then part of it was they said, hey, like, we're two white guys. We need your face on there so people will just go, that guy knows barbecue.
Mm-hmm. Me and my Uncle Ben's like, kiss my ass.
Well, think about back in the day, right? We like Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for people that don't know, but Boss Hogg, he was like the sheriff or whatever.
No, he was the boss of the time. Mayor, I believe. Mayor.
But he was this giant fat dude. Like, if that guy showed up in an apron and said, I'm going to cook for you today, you'd go, okay. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You'd be excited about it.
Sure.
It'd be like, I don't know. I'm sure there is, but I don't think the top sushi chefs in the world are just, you know, some dude from Iowa.
Right.
Bubba Sushi?
I don't know. He grew up cutting up carp.
Right.
Right? He's like, which, I don't
He's
think
got skills now. My California roll second to none.
Go ahead, take yourself a little
If you can't drive to the beach, don't eat sushi in that place.
That's what I learned in Reno.
This is my mama's tempura recipe.
Right. Yeah. Reno Sushi, it's in the name.
No, what I mean is, if you can't drive within a day or a morning to saltwater, don't eat sushi there.
Right.
Reno. I think the riskiest one I've done was I ate I had an oyster at Austin Food and Wine. I mean, they were obviously flowed in
sure
relatively soon. But yeah, even my buddy who lives down there was like, oh, I'm not going to the oyster stand. And I was like, oh, I'll go check them out.
Well, that's what always killed me about the shrimp cocktail in Indianapolis. But as everyone pointed out, is that it's not the shrimp. It is the cocktail sauce.
Oh, I went to one of the best oyster places in San Francisco. They said we had the best oysters in the country. And I was like, all right, awesome. They're all from here.
Yeah, let's say all
every single one of them was from here in Vancouver. On average, they were $1.50 cheaper than Seattle.
Which is crazy.
Each.
Right.
Each.
And then like in Indianapolis. $23
a dozen.
Because Chicago, then Indianapolis, the Kansas City were so famous for railroads and the stockyards and having beef.
Yeah.
That hotel, that steakhouse was pretty famous. Like, all right, we have this cocktail sauce. We're going to have a shrimp cocktail.
Sure.
But yeah.
But it ain't the shrimp. Right. It is the sauce.
Let's see. If you're a fan of the Lost of Us video games, they just say, you know how the HBO series is going to end. But basically, they're just like, look, it won't go past its source material like Game of Thrones did.
Nice.
Right?
That's because the guy couldn't finish his book.
Yeah.
We're Game of Thrones, right? So the guy had written all these books, and he's like, cool, the show's doing well. And I want to say he promised, what, like 9 times, like, hey, for you guys to figure out how to end this, I will have my book done. Right? And basically, it'll be symbiotic. People are going to want to buy the book. People who buy the book are going to understand the show. He's still not done with it. So they were like, okay, look, man, we just have to make something up.
Yeah, right? You got to put out the TV
like,
show.
We need to end the show, but you're not finishing the book.
Yeah, but that's good. If you like the video games, you can watch the show there, and you don't have to sweat it going past there. I would also mention if you watched, it was a very good end. Kind of an odd ending to the national championship game last night. Just
that was weird. It's like a Chris Webber moment, but not anything to do with the timeout.
God damn, Montgomery. That is a great call. I put that
It was just weird.
I put that in my group thread last night. I said, weird ending reminds me of Chris Webber calling timeout, but he didn't have one.
It's like, what just happened right there?
Yeah, but either way, it was good. Florida Gators won, and I just, you know, every time, I feel like every sports team, especially college sports teams, have like things they say. I like those guys kept saying, Gator boy, stay hot. Like, I was getting fired up, Mike. I'm not a Gator boy, but I'm going to stay hot.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. You know, it didn't take too long before the Tiger King somehow got back in the news again.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a Maryland man agrees to help his mom move some furniture, which is a $50,000 win. Three teens attacked the Easter Bunny, who was making kids smile at the Naples Mall. Uber's annual list of forgotten items is once again a quite unusual haul. And police escort a woman off of a Ryanair flight as she was unable to pay for a small can of Pringles. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We're going to the UK where there's drama in the skies. A woman was on a flight from Spain to southwest England when she decided to enjoy a little in-flight snack of Pringles along with a water and a cola from the cart there, bringing her up to a small total of £7. Unfortunately for her, the card machine that they had on the plane wasn't accepting her card. It was malfunctioning, and she didn't have any cash on hand. She tried to use another machine that they had there on the plane, but that one was malfunctioning as well, leaving her unable to pay. She offered to grab cash from a machine when they landed, but was told that that wasn't a possibility. They also informed her that police had been contacted and would meet her at the gate when they landed.
What?
She initially laughed it off as a joke, but was shocked to see officers actually there getting on the plane when they landed to pull her off. She explained her, with the crew stating that she refused to pay for the Pringles. It's like, I've done everything I possibly could to try to pay for these things. I'm like, I'm here to pay for them. I'm not trying to run off of them. So
you've got to be kidding.
She explained herself to the officers who brought her to a cash machine there in the terminal and allowed her to get the proper funds to pay for the goods, shocked at the situations themselves. She was told that she would be banned from the airline regardless of having paid her fees, and the feeling was mutual, informing them that she wouldn't be flying with them ever again anyway.
Good. That is ridiculous.
I wouldn't.
There's got to
I don't want to fly on your plane anymore.
No. Yeah.
Like,
no.
I can figure something else out.
I don't, because they were saying that she was being combative, and she's like, I'm literally trying to pay for this thing.
Right.
So I was like, there's something missing here. I don't know what's going on. Like, if that's...
Maybe
if
there's more to the story. I don't know.
Right, but if the story is face value, this is all that happened, like, yeah, screw that airline. Like, get away from that.
Jesus.
In other news to Kentucky, where a restaurant owner is showing his clever side, the owner posted a video online showing his strategy for fighting the Ohio River floods. By flooding his own restaurant before the waters flow in from the outside.
What's the reasoning here?
So he disconnected utilities and electrical panels for safety and used sinks, faucets, and well water pump to flood his restaurant with about 6 feet of fresh water. The idea being that it would keep the silty, nasty floodwaters on the outside of the restaurant and save themselves a ton of time and money cleaning up the mess that would be left behind. And the video that he posts shows that there is a clear divide between the dirty waters that are outside and the clean, clear waters that he has on the inside. His only concern is that the waters flow higher than where they're at now, but so far it looks like his plan is actually working. So the thing is that he just concedes, like, my restaurant is going to be flooded.
It's going
to
be okay.
Where I am at, there is no way that this place doesn't flood. I have glass doors on this thing. I have windows all over the place. I'm too low. We've got 6 feet of water that's going to come in here. So screw it. I'm going to flood my own place. And it actually, when you think about it, it does kind of hold it all at bay. And it was.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, if you concede that you're going to get flooded, okay.
Right. So, you know, hopefully you build a restaurant that can take 6 foot of flooding without doing too much damage. But his concern was, like, I don't want a whole bunch of scum and muck inside of my restaurant that I got to clean out.
The Buffalo Trace Distillery, completely underwater.
No kidding.
Yep.
Damn. That sucks. In Nevada, a 71-year-old man has been stripped of his animals. Authorities got reports of the animals that the man was illegally housing and conducted a raid. He was taken into custody and his animals were seized on charges that he did not have the proper permits to own the animals. But he claimed that he didn't need a permit for them as they were recognized on the county level as emotional support animals. What's more is that they were rescue animals as he had rescued them from the Oklahoma legend Joe Exotic, also known as the Tiger King, which is why the man's 7 tigers that he had on his desert property were seized. He's facing several charges.
Yeah.
Whoever he dimed out, like, no, they recognized him as emotional support, like, they're about to get a talking to.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, come on.
You don't just sign off tigers as a doggone emotional support.
7 of them.
Right.
For one person.
Right. All 7 of them are for your emotional support. Okay.
You got real problems, brother.
I'm gonna sit here and watch you just live with these animals for the next week. Let's see how much emotional support they bring you. Primity. Like, I get that you want them. Fine.
I get it.
Go through the proper permitting to get them.
That's all.
Now, I would also say don't get doggone tigers, but hey, if that's your thing, do your thing. Whatever. A couple teenagers in Florida are facing charges for breaking the rules about public figures. Authorities were called to the local mall on reports of battery of a beloved figure, the Easter Bunny, that was there for photo ops. Jesus. The bunny was apparently on their way to the break room when he was followed by the teenagers who were repeatedly tugging, pushing, pulling, and making attempts to rip the bunny apart. One of the teenagers was arrested from the incident. 13, 14 years old were these kids.
Wouldn't you think if you're dressed as the Easter Bunny, other than perhaps, I don't know, asphyxiating inside of it, that you're fairly safe?
Right. You're going to be fine.
Right.
And you know what? Maybe a little bit picked on. Maybe razzed by people that are going by. Harassed and battered by these kids? Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
You think they were doing it for the videos? You think they were trying to make a video?
Totally.
Yeah. Like, come
on. What other reason would you have?
Gang, can we get just a little bit more respect? Just a little bit.
My son's 13. I'm just picturing the cops telling me that that's what happened. I'd be like, do not press charges. Just leave my home.
Right.
This is going to be dealt with.
Right. It's done.
Oh, yeah.
This matter is
done. Trust me. It would never happen again.
But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A man in Maryland was rewarded for helping his mother move some furniture. While moving things around her basement, he happened upon a stash of lottery scratchers that his mother had bought him with the intention of them being stocking stuffers a while back. He asked her permission to scratch them, and she allowed it with the understanding that they would split the winnings. He got a lot of duds, but did manage to win one card for $6, one for $15, and then a big old jackpot worth $50,000.
All right.
Oh, true to his word, he did split the winnings with his mom. However, he says that she's going to get more because he does owe her some money, so she's going to get that paid back as well.
Brother, if you paid your mother back what you owe her, you just give her the ticket.
There you go. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports One. What a good night for Seattle sports last night. The Seattle Kraken bested the LA Kings last night, winning the game 2-1. And the Mariners showed up for game one against the Astros with a major comeback after dropping the lead in the eighth to come back and win it. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got NBA basketball, more Kraken hockey as they take on Utah, and more Mariners baseball as we continue the series with Houston. Find out where and when to watch all those games in one convenient location. It is called the Sports On What app. As far as your weather, we got a few clouds tonight, dropping things down to about 44. Tomorrow, we're looking at patches of clouds early on with the sun peeking through to bring the high right up to 61. That's it for headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful. The Men's Room.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.